This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to The Morning Run with Lynn, Roshan and Noel, 9:21 a.m, Monday the 28th of December. And before we get into more corporate news, we actually had some breaking news just two, 3 minutes ago out of the US. President Trump has signed the stimulus bill into law.
Yes, and this was as we were speaking about the said bill a little earlier. So, after talking about blocking it and all of that, he signed it, signed the COVID relief and government funding bill. And this is breaking news. So a lot of information is still yet to be come out yet. But yeah, he signed it. And now let's take a look. After, I mean, this was on the back of the fact that he would say he would veto it.
Yeah, he was calling for, more.
Or suggested
given,
anyway.
Oh, he was calling for, yeah. I think on Tuesday he called it a disgrace and all that. So ultimately he signed it. All that drama was for nothing. And now let's turn our attention to how the KLCI did this morning.
It's very quickly. It's flattish this morning, just slightly in the red on a year-to-date basis, still in the green, 3.3%, and now at 1,641 points.
All right. And now one of the sectors that seems poised for a better year in 2021 is the banking sector, which took a beating on the back of the COVID-19 crisis, prompted the government, in fact, to announce a loan moratorium and Bank Negara Malaysia to bring its overnight policy rates to an all-time low. The question is, of course, what's in store for banks in 2021? And to weigh in on this with us, we have Chan Jit Hong, senior analyst at Hong Leong Investment Bank. Jit Hong, thank you for joining us. Now, the finance sector has staged a sharp recovery as investors rotated back into cyclicals, but is the worst over for this sector?
I would say so, especially when earnings have already declined for 3 straight consecutive quarters on the back of intense preemptive provisioning efforts. And this in turn should help to cushion any further deterioration in asset quality. Also, we can expect to see some sequential earnings improvement from 4Q20 onwards, given subsiding NIM pressure through downward deposits repricing and tight cost discipline.
So what can we expect for the sector in 2021?
Okay, in 2021, we can expect sector profit to bounce back. Currently, we are projecting earnings to recover some 20% after falling an estimated 30% in 2020. Key contributors are again NIM improvement, strict cost control, and tapering preemptive provisioning efforts. As for the asset quality deterioration question, we see it coming, but fortunately, banks have stayed ahead of the curve and been performing preemptive provisioning for the past 3 quarters to avoid getting punished severely later on. We know that system loan loss coverage is now about 110% from 80% at the beginning of the year. Besides, we believe the market has adequately priced in credit risk as conservative credit cost estimates will bake into our financial models in line with Bank Negara's updated stress test result.
And now specifically looking at the bank's financials, are they in a better position to weather any shocks to the system, especially when compared to the GFC?
The short answer is yes. Our banks are thus far resilient and have absorbed rather than amplifying macro shocks thanks to ample capital and liquidity buffers. Furthermore, we understand banks have enough buffers to withstand default rates that are 8 times higher than normalized levels. This is more severe than our gloomiest experience encountered during the Asian financial crisis, where impairments rose 3 to 5 times from initial stages. Recall back in the Asian and global financial crisis, system NPL ratio was as high as 20% and 8% respectively, versus our current GIL ratio of less than 2%.
So what are some of the events that we should be paying attention to in 2021 for the banks? Do you expect BNM to adjust to their very accommodative monetary policy, and what impact would that possibly have on earnings?
The key events to look out for are first, MPC meetings to see whether there are further rate cuts. 2, any extension in R&R accounting treatment beyond first half 2021, along with 3, the third, February and August reporting seasons for biannual dividends and declaration. As for your question on monetary policy, Bank Negara has reiterated their stance to remain accommodative in 2021. We note in the last OPR down cycle at the time of global financial crisis, it took 13 months for Bank Negara to raise this back up. However, considering the current state of affairs, the earliest we may only see OPR being hiked is in 2022. With this, annual NIM expansion is likely to sustain over the next 2 years.
So what is your call in the sector and your top picks?
Okay, I have an overweight call on the sector as our risk reward profile is now skewed favorably to the upside, since most negatives would have already been considered by the market. I believe any price weakness and opportunity to accumulate currently is trading close to minus one SD to both its 5-year and 10-year mean PB. For large size banks, I like Maybank. For mid size, I like RHB and M Bank. While for small size banks, BIMB is my preferred pick.
Thanks so much for speaking with us this morning, Jit Hong. That was Chan Jit Hong, senior analyst at Hong Leong Investment Bank, giving us his outlook on the banking sector come 2021. And overall, he's overweight on it. And he mentioned some names there. So in terms of large banks, it was Maybank, medium-sized RHB and AmBank, and also BIMB on the smaller side.
Oh, coincidentally, I have these stocks on my counter right here. So let's take a look. We've got the first one. Let's take a look at RHB. It's right now 5.52 ringgit. Up 0.4 this morning on a one-month basis. We've seen some movement here. It's up 7.2% on a one-month basis, but year-to-date, still in the red, 4.5%. Maybank is also here, 8.50 ringgit, up 0.7% on a one-month basis, only up about 2.5%. Year-to-date, down 1.6%. And BIMB is 4.33 ringgit right now, down 0.5% on a one-month basis. It is up almost 18%, but still in the red year-to-date. It is down 1.6% year to date.
All right, and that is all of the corporate news that we have for you this morning, because we are about to head into the 9:30 news bulletin and then pressing matters. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.